Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got Bet Sweats with you on a Friday. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. That was Kelly in Vegas on the show last weekend. There's been a lot of Maryland conversation this week on the show. A clear cover in that game. Kelly joins us in our usual Friday spot at Kelly in Vegas over on X. Kelly, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I can't believe Maryland blew that game. I just again they did me like that. Had an opportunity to put away Nebraska, couldn't get it done. This week's game is going to be really interesting. Nico and the Bruins could not be riding higher. I was kicking myself for not betting them again as an underdog. Now just a small little teeny tiny home favorite. What could go wrong? I like the Terps here. I like Malik Washington. I took the 3.5 in the stale line in some of the contests. I did not have my odd screen open right now. I apologize, but I believe last time I saw it was down to 2.5. So somebody agrees with me there. I think this is a great spot for the Terps to go in and spring the upset. I think UCLA is feeling themselves just a little too much right now.
Paul and I were talking about this yesterday. We do a segment called 10 Toes Down, and we both got there on Maryland. I just think there's something to be said about a team going from dog, dog, win-win to now win as a favorite, win at home, expectations. Not that UCLA is going to make a bowl game or anything, but now you're supposed to win. And that's different than being the team that's counted out.
Yeah, you know, we always say go from the hunter to the hunted. And that's exactly what they are right now. And I think UCLA is not as good as they've looked, right? You have Penn State coming off that Oregon loss. That was such a quintessential letdown spot. But I was so sour about UCLA early in the season that I was like, I cannot trust this team. Deshaun Foster got fired. All these things started to kind of go in the Bruins' direction. Look, I just like the Terrapins here. I think Maryland is one of those teams where they are looking to take a step forward, right? When you hear of things like in the media, Sam, Joe, that they're having players-only meetings and they're saying, hey, why are we losing these games? We want to be better. Those are the types of teams I want to back.
Speaking of that, what the hell do you do with Penn State now? They're a 3-point road dog at Iowa under the lights, and then on deck, Ohio State and Indiana. Like, I know we do this, all of us do this. Like, oh, the look ahead was 10.5. Well, certain situations just completely change, and maybe you have to take the look ahead and throw that completely out the window. Are you touching the game? Is there something specific that you've heard smart people talk about? Like, what do you do with this game? Do you run far away, or is there an opportunity?
I mean, sure. This could be a buy low spot. We could sit here and make a case for Penn State now that James Franklin's been fired, but Andy Koltynicki's still calling the plays. There's something inherently wrong with this Penn State team. From my understanding, Drew Aller is not healthy. Have we heard if he's going to play in this game? Hand up. I wasn't expecting to talk about this game, so I didn't look.
He's out.
Because this is one of those games that you kind of got to sit back and go, all right, I don't have enough of the information. I don't know how motivated this team is. There's arguments to be said, and we said this about Penn State going to UCLA just a second ago. Now that their season has been completely derailed, this was a team that had opportunities to play for the national championship last year. Their expectation level was national championship or bust. And now they're going to be happy to have a New Year's Day bowl game at best. I mean, let's just be real. This is not some Penn State team that I think I want to back with my money. But yes, certainly you want to look at what the talent level is. The roster is full of guys that are probably going to play in the NFL. And you have Kirk Ferentz. Who doesn't want to fade Kirk Ferentz from time to time? Because, you know, they don't blow teams out. I'm going to obviously stay away from this game. I wish I had more to say, but I find it a really interesting handicap for those that want to get involved.
Do you have a favorite bet this weekend in college?
Ooh. So Sammy texted me prior to the show and I said, listen, I don't love anything this week. I text my partners in the college football contests. I said, same thing kind of with NFL. This is just kind of one of those weeks where I think there's a lot of good games, but nothing that I'm like, yes, I love this team. I wish it could be South Carolina. I would love to come on the show and say, I love South Carolina so much in this spot here at home. Oklahoma coming off that loss to Texas. And by the way, the last three seasons, whenever they played Texas, they turned around and lost the next game. They have Ole Miss on deck. Gamecocks has fired their O-line coach, and I wish they would have fired Mike Shula instead. But maybe he can get this offense going. South Carolina did me so dirty last week versus LSU. That was so frustrating. So I can't make them my best bet. And then I want to look at Mississippi State, and they've been red hot against the spread. Everybody's talking about Napier getting fired after this game, no matter what, because the only team that he can beat is named Texas. I don't think the swamp is going to be packed. I think Mississippi State's going to run the ball. Look, DJ Lagway, probably good for a pick, hopefully two, and Mississippi State can get the outright win. So if you're going to make me give you a best bet, I guess it's going to be Mississippi State. But I'm not sure they can actually go into the swamp and get the win. I thought 9 points was too many.
With Kelly in Vegas here on BetSwitch, Joe O, Sammy P, talking some college. We'll get to some NFL as well. One of your many co-hosts, John Murray, we had him on the show yesterday, and I'm sure this is something that you guys discussed as well, is people get mad when you call it this. Basically, reverse line movement. Like, that's what mm-hmm. we're seeing. We're seeing public dogs out there. Yeah, I know. Some people are, oh, there's no such thing. Whatever. There is. The market yeah,
absolutely.
Starts
it. Back it up. Well, back it up. We're gonna talk about this real quick because this is an important learning moment. I was standing at the Golden Nugget, let's call it 10 years ago, and I was standing to the guy to my left, and the line is dropping, let's call it on Alabama, LSU, Georgia, one of those very prolific teams at the time in the SEC. And I turned and I looked at him. I said, sir, do you think the sports book is just saying, hey, the whole world is on this team, and we want to get more money on it for no reason whatsoever?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Come on.
I know. And books take stands. There are a lot of misnomers out there. People think they know what's going on, but they don't. But what John pointed out is we've got these public dogs. There are two that are standing out, and he mentioned what they were. And I go, oh, that's interesting, because the line's going the other way on both of those. And he was talking about USC. They are betting USC, and that goes from 7.5 to 9.5, 10 some spots in favor of Notre Dame, and the Ole Miss-Georgia game. It was 6.5. It goes to 7.5, but the public's betting the dog. So not loving a ton on the card, does that get you interested in those favorites?
So I did play a couple of them in some contests because you got to pick 7 or you got to pick 10 in some of these college football contests I'm in. But here, look, on paper, my head fake Monday morning, I'm looking at the college card is going, whoa, Lincoln Riley and USC, they got a quarterback, 13 touchdowns, almost 1,900 yards, passing, let's look. Oh, wait, no. This is their third trip east. They didn't fare very well in the first two. They lost outright at Illinois. I gave you guys that one. And then they just struggled at Purdue. And since joining the Big Ten last season, USC 2-5 straight up, 1-6 against the spread in true road games, with 5 outright losses as a favorite. I get that this looks like a lot of points for Notre Dame. And one might argue to start the season, they didn't look that good. Let's look at Miami and A&M right now. And since they lost to those two teams, this defense has allowed a total of 27 points versus Arkansas, Boise State, and NC State. And normally, you guys know I'm not a chalk-eating weasel, but it's Notre Dame or pass.
I think Notre Dame, I had them 5th. And then I texted a guy who does numbers for a living and used to book in Vegas. You know who he is. He doesn't like to be talked about on the air, but he said, I have him 3rd. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I thought my numbers were broken. I'm like, wait a minute. I have Notre Dame 5th right now? That seems high. And he said, no, I have him 3rd. And he said, the reason I have him 3rd is because they have a pro quarterback that is passing the football at a very high level. I said, okay, well, all right. I'm going to just bet Notre Dame -9, period.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you guys why. And I told John Murray this last night, and Sam knows I get good text messages. I probably get 4 or 5 really good text messages a year that are like great information. Last week, I got a text that said Kyler Murray was going to be out on Tuesday. We laid 6.5 with the Colts, and guess what? It didn't matter. So sometimes the good information comes to fruition and sometimes it doesn't. But I got a text yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. right before filming Kelly and Murray. And this is from a guy whose daughter goes to Notre Dame, and one of her best friends is a nutritionist for the team, and she ran over Jeremiah Love's foot with a golf cart and 300 pounds of protein shakes. So I will say, I am all Dame in these contests, right? Because I got to stay a line too, 8.5 in some of them, 9 in some of them. So a little bit of value here, maybe get a push as opposed to a loss. But once he texted that, I was like, oh no, I'll be so mad if I actually bet Notre Dame knowing this and he's hurt or he's out or something. You never know. Listen, we've all been kind of ran over by a golf cart, or at least I have. I used to caddy. So you get your foot ran over, it doesn't feel great. Sometimes it's worse than it sounds. But just kind of keep that asterisk.
They still have a strong run game even without him. It might be raining too. And USC's missing both of their running backs, right?
Very
They're down RB3 at that point. So interesting. We'll see if anything comes out of that. Kelly in Vegas with us here on Bet Sweats. Survivor, what are you doing?
So I have the Survivor Revival that I did, which is two picks, which is a little dicey. We got there with the Colts last week, barely. Holy cow, that was spicy, at least in that second one. Steelers, no sweat. And of course, we use Green Bay as the primary. This week, I'm using Kansas City as a primary. I'm not overthinking it. There's no reason to save Kansas City. In the big $1.5 million guarantee, I'm also using Kansas City. But picking that second team is going to be interesting. And I'm not going double one team. I think what I'm going to convince my teammates to do, we talked about square dogs. I think the New York Giants are going to be a square dog. And of course, who hasn't fallen in love with Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo last Thursday night? What a fun duo. I love that team. And oh, by the way, you got Denver coming back from London in a rock fight with the Jets. So I think the initial reaction is going to be to overreact and to take the 7 with the New York Giants. So I'm going to push really hard for it to be Chiefs Broncos. Then I know CT Betts, and I can't go a show without saying his name. That's Sam's favorite part of the show. Said, hey, what about the Pats? And I said, absolutely not. No way. Stop it. We are not using the Pats versus the Titans on the road when the Patriots stock could not be higher, when the whole world is going to use them here. And they played the Browns next week. Okay. At home in Gillette, the Patriots are for next week. We're not, this is not up for discussion when teams named the Kansas City Chiefs, teams named the Denver Broncos, and the Chicago Bears are all at home. Now, I don't love the Bears in this scenario. I did take the points with the Saints, so I do have some reservations here. Interesting storyline, not that I think that matters, but Caleb Williams, Spencer Rattler, if you guys remember, there was a little bit of drama there between those two. So maybe that's like a fun little line to look towards the Saints. But I don't trust the Bears as a favorite. Bears to me are going to be an underdog play looking forward, but as a favorite, I'm not looking to lay points with them. So it does kind of scare me from a survivor perspective. And then you got to kind of look at who else is left. It's a lot of short favorites, and those are just a little uneasy for me. I know Sammy loves to play short favorites in Survivor, but I'm not it. So instead of going double Broncos, I think we're going to go Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs, Bears, kind of reluctantly on the second one.
Oof. Paul brought up the OU drama between Rattler and Caleb. I had forgotten about it. We do like the Saints. And Joe, as you know, Joe's a Chicagoan who's very good at Survivor. Joe said never Bears this week. Never.
Then I'm going to text them and just say, fine, we're going Chiefs, Broncos, Chiefs, Broncos. And it is what it is. At that point, I was a little nervous after going double Colts last week. You have to do what you have to do.
Well, that,
and
yeah.
Sometimes it's close your eyes, plug your nose, and just submit the damn pick. Stop overthinking it. I will say this. John Murray did tell me that nobody played the Steelers in Survivor last night. I have a feeling at Circa that won't be the case. I bet a bunch of people played the Steelers. I know I had them on my long list way back, even though it breaks a lot of rules. We'll see how it ends up coming to fruition come Sunday night, but I gotta take what's in front of me, and that is not laying points on the road with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I get it. I brought that up as well. I'm gonna use the Patriots.
We talk about it in college. We talk about it in college. You don't want to back a team that just fired their. You don't want to play against a team that just fired their coach, right? Look what UCLA did after they fired their coach. Brian Callahan is out, and if we have fingers to point, the Titans are going to say, look, it was all his fault, and somehow spring this damn upset. And guess what? Everybody holding Pats and Survivor is going to be squealing. They're going to be absolutely mad at themselves when Kansas City is available. I don't understand the whole idea of which teams you need to save and why. Kansas City, I can see the argument for saving them, but it's just like Green Bay last week. Take the layup and move on to the next week. Let somebody else zig while you just keep your straight and narrow path.
Some have used KC, though, already. It's like there have been some spots. There are going to be more spots, but it is a challenging week. If the Chiefs are not available, there are some dicey spots. Kelly in Vegas with us every Friday on the show. Thank you, Kelly. Best of luck with all your plays this weekend, all right?
Thanks, guys.
KIV with us Fridays, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Bet Sweats. On the other side, where's the room at? We're going to find out. NFL, college football, Major League Baseball. This is the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Sammy P, we've got a two-minute drill here. In a few moments, we will get to the room. Find out where the room is at heading into the weekend to get you all set for NFL, college football, Major League Baseball. Paul Aspen is here. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? All right, we got four NFL games to run through before we get to the room. So we'll start with the Giants as, I believe, seven-point dogs still against my Broncos in Denver. You just heard Kelly's thoughts. What are your guys' thoughts on Giants? Yep, still plus +7 at BetMGM, total of 40.5. Sam.
I don't love the fact that the Giants were sort of unwanted last Thursday, although we talked about betting the Giants on this show. Most people had the Eagles, and then the Giants win convincingly, and now it's, oh, now the Giants are catching 7. That's a big number. They're shorthanded at receiver. They got to go all the way across the country, playing the elements, and the concussion boys to me are just too trendy. So I'm staying off this one, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I've heard a lot of people make the case for Giants plus +7. I understand where they're coming from, but not for me. Dart had a bigger challenge with the Eagles defense. That Eagles defense is not the Broncos defense in Mile High. Like, that is something that's a different level. I know the Jets stink, but the Broncos gave up less than 100 yards last week in London. Less than 100 yards in the entire game. So what do we think Dart and Scadaboo are going to do? I mean, maybe people are backing them. I'm not in this spot. Could I could see both sides of it. So it's not like there are 5-6 sides that I do like. This is not one of them. Could I see a Broncos blowout and the Giants barely score? Yes. Could I see the Giants hanging down, keeping this a one-possession game, possibly pulling off the upset? Maybe you get the bad Bo Nix, you get Bo Pix in this one? Yeah, sure, I could see that one too. So I'm not going to be playing it.
All right, staying in the AFC West, Raiders are out to a 12-point dog at Kansas City against Sam's Chiefs. Total 45.5, Sam.
You want to? You want to go Geno, huh?
No. No, I'm thinking about laying the 12, but I'd rather just go play outside with my friends. Although I don't do that anymore because I'm an old man now. In the street. Yeah. Yeah. Let's play baseball in the street. I want nothing to do with this game, Paul.
I rarely deal with numbers like this, and we're not at 14. We should probably be at 14. I'm not taking it with Vegas. You still don't have Brock Bowers, it doesn't look like. He's not been practicing this week. Geno Smith keeps throwing interceptions. And on the other side, oh, yeah, we get Rushy. This is a Rushy Rice game. Oh, yeah, he's back, too, with Worthy. We get to see what that's going to look like for the first time this season. Probably really good. I'll just say this. Mahomes has a favorite of 6+. He wins, of course. Survivor, if you want to use him, nobody's going to argue that. The last 9 games, when he's been favored by 6 or more, Mahomes is 1-7-1 against the spread. So we don't usually see the Chiefs pile on. Could they in this spot? Yeah, I could see it. And you're coming off that really nice win against Detroit. Like, is this a game you're going to get that all-in effort from KC? I don't know. It might be a spot where they just do enough to win, and they don't cover the 12. I'm off it.
So we have 30 seconds left here. Did Kelly, Joe, shake any of your confidence in the Patriots and Survivor? She mentioned the Chiefs as an option.
No, I'm not worried about it. I really don't think home field's that big of a deal in the NFL. And the point spread would agree with that. If you look at where we are now compared to where we used to be, I'm not too worried about it. Yes, I agree. Kansas City is the easiest play. If you have them, if you want to use them, go ahead. Have fun with it. But you've got to go somewhere else. And I'm fine with taking New England. I'm good with that. Vrabel has had this circled forever.
Yep. It was kind of funny when she's like, never New England, but maybe Chicago. And I'm like, no.
Like, she said that in the break, and I was like, what?
No. And I said, no. Never Chicago. I said never Chicago earlier, too.
This is funny. Like, not New England, but Chicago. I'm like, whoa. No.
Yeah. Rattler revenge.
Yeah. Boomer Sooner. Oh, God, this game. Dolphins plus 2.5. In Cleveland, a couple of 1-5 teams, total of 37. Joe.
Browns are the play. You go Cleveland here. Cleveland laying it? Not many times in life you get to take the Cleveland Browns as a favorite. And I'm probably going to be on them with contests. Look, yeah, I'll bet it too. Gabriel has faced Flores and Tomlin in his two starts. That's a tough go. Now you're going against one of the weakest, maybe second worst defense in the NFL. Tua on the road. He sucks. I know he's done well against bad teams, but I've got no faith in this team. And I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Judkins. Like, everybody mad that had him in fantasy, or people pointing out, wait, what happened? You had this run game rocking with him. Why'd you go away from him? Another soft matchup against the run here. So I think he's going to go back to Judkins. I think Gabriel will be okay. I think the Browns are going to be fine. I'm not taking the Dolphins on the road with Tua here.
Murray told us yesterday that wise guys were betting Cleveland. And when you look at where their shop was early in the week, it was 1.5. Superbook is now 2.5. MGM 2.5. Other books are 3. That's clear wise money on Cleveland. Now, does it continue at 2.5, 3? I don't know, but they did certainly lay those little numbers. The other thing in this game, Paul, according to Andy Slater, who covers sports in Miami, 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts in this game in the forecast. The total has moved from 41 to 37. Where does the offense come from in the wind?
Which run game do you trust? Cleveland for me.
Cleveland. Judkins ladders?
20 and a half is the number on attempts. Juiced, minus 130.
What's the yards?
91 and a half.
Holy cow, that's high.
Yeah.
For a rookie?
Right?
Probably high for a reason.
Yeah. All right, and the game of the week, Panthers. I believe they are a favorite still at the Jets. They are, yes, a 1.5-point favorite at the Jets, 41.5-point total. Sam?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. We don't need to waste people's time and break down this game.
Yep. No.
We're not betting it. I don't recommend you bet it.
Yep.
Do not care. Right. But I have something else for you, Paul. Let me navigate to this game. The Dallas Cowboys are getting blasted as we speak. This number has gone from 1.5, 2. It is now a pick'em at Circa. It is a pick'em at Westgate. Pinnacle and Chris are down to 1. BetMGM still has Dallas plus 2. Wink, wink. I don't think that's going to last much longer. So we're seeing Vegas books move to pick. They're betting Dallas here, Joe.
They heard us say, why is Washington favored in this game? I don't understand.
That's why.
It should at least be a pick. Yep, 100%. No doubt about it. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, with you on a Friday. A lot to get to. We'll still get to our contest picks coming up next segment during Lightning Bets, but now let's find out where the room's at.
Where's the room?
Call's back. He left. Came right back. He's going to tell us where the room is at. Where are we starting, Paul?
I just want to say my favorite part about Darnell Washington's line. 3 receptions, yes. 2 yards, touchdown.
How is that?
That's what awesome. 3-2-1.
Yeah.
3-2-1. All right. Let's run through college football real quick. College football, most popular sides at BetMGM for the weekend. Sam mentioned this game earlier with Sam Levitt looking likely to play for Arizona State. Number 5 most bet side at BetMGM is Texas Tech -6.5.
They have covered every game this yep. year. So people will just keep doing it until it burns out. Sam Levitt's a big deal. I know guys that bet some 9.5 and 9 on Monday, and then they followed back up 8.5, 8, got it down to 7. So more tickets on Tech. More money definitely on Arizona State in this spot.
Number 4 most bet side at BetMGM, the trendy dog. Hold that tiger. LSU +2.5 against Vandy.
So glad. Mm-hmm. So glad I stayed off LSU. So glad.
Play Vandy.
Yep.
Oh, the number 3. First time they're favored. Let's go the other way.
Yeah. Pavia. All right, number 3, going to some Friday night action with Minnesota as a touchdown home dog against Nebraska. Minnesota another +7 love in the it. Room.
Love yep. it. Okay.
All right. Heard about this one from John Murray yesterday, and we've been talking about it quite a bit this week. Ole Miss +7.5, number 2 most bet side at BetMGM.
Oh.
Did you just give us 3 straight dogs?
I did.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
All right. Number 1 most bet side. I don't know if we have much to learn from this, but it is a tonight game. Sam's Canes -13.5.
I don't want to lay it, but my interests are very different than laying almost 2 touchdowns. I need Miami to win, just win. And I would love Louisville to push it. And what I mean by that, Joe, if Louisville can score, it opens up Carson Beck to have to score and throw the ball. I would love Miami in a shootout, even if it's a 4-point win. Just got to win the game, and he's got to play well. That's all I care about.
That's right.
Just as a
stats going.
Reminder for the people, these sides are 10-28-2 for -20.8 units in college football. NFL sides, hand up. I was wrong, but we'll get there. 5 most bet sides at BetMGM. The Giants +7. Kind of over the past hour. Yeah, we've kind of talked about this.
Not us.
I'm going Kelly. Broncos. I'm going Broncos in this pick 5. It's done. I'm doing it right now.
I think let's see. Who's some of us? We're all kind of in the room here. I'll put it that way. Eagles -2, number 4 most bet side at BetMGM in Minnesota. Number 3 most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. Browns -2.5.
Really?
I don't like that.
Oh, at 2.5. Okay. I'm a little surprised by that one. Actually, I'm very surprised. Yeah. It's a garbage game. They're betting the Browns.
I guess Dolphins have quit. All right, number 2 most bet side at BetMGM. It is from the Bucks-Lions game. It's the Lions, -5.5.
Lions, whoa! I wasn't expecting that.
Jeez. Me neither. Detroit's not happy always to popular. See that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that. Number 1.
Number 1 most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend. And Joe, I will ask you again. Will you get off the Patriots and Survivor? Patriots -7.
Oh
no. No. How are they winning the game? How are the Titans?
I don't
winning?
Know. Like a fumble on a kickoff.
I'm not.
Goodell calls it in.
Just gotta win.
Food poisoning.
So we only got one dog. We got three dogs in college. One dog in the NFL.
Yeah.
What if Drake May gets food poisoning, Joe? Would you take?
Well, yes. And then I'm. No, I would not.
Okay.
Right. Yes. No, I would not go that route. Oh, man. So they're laying big numbers. How do you feel about the Philly one, Sam?
It's Carson Wentz.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe the Eagles kick a field goal at the end to win by two. It lands on two.
Any takeaways from the baseball ones with the room where they're like last night they were fading Glasnow, right? Or no, it wasn't Glasnow. Was it Glasnow? No, that was.
Yeah, they're fading Glasnow.
Glasnow.
Oh, was that 2 nights ago? Yeah, they had a bunch of home run props yesterday.
Under the strikeouts and under the outs recorded and both went over.
That's right. Holy cow, they're all in on Ohtani. Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Go ahead, say it.
Ohtani over 15.5 pitcher outs, -120, number one most bet prop for Dodgers Brewers. Ohtani over a home hit a home run, +250. Ohtani over 5.5 strikeouts, -149.
Oh, one, man. Two, three. One, two, three, Sam.
Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, crap.
And all home runs in the 4 out of 5 home runs in the Mariners Blue Jays. Vlad, Springer, Rally, Jimenez.
There you go. Jimenez, good price, +1050 there. Lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P. We wrap for the week here on BetSwitz.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot there last segment. We got through the NFL, room plays, college football, a lot of dogs in college football, including a play tonight if you want to take a look. And just to recap, Mariners, Blue Jays, a lot of home run props. That's what we've been seeing in the series, especially the last couple of games. So there are four home run props, and can't really do anything there. There's a Vlad Jr. under half a single, so they're saying you won't get a single. And then they're all in on Ohtani. Ohtani over everything. He's going to homer. He's going to hit the strikeouts. He's going to hit the pitcher outs. The homer number is +250 only, Sam. He's been awful. He finally got a triple last night, an extra base hit. And so now they're thinking, okay, here we go. I assume the same people are betting Ohtani every day and just waiting for that to hit.
Probably. Very possible.
You're in the hole.
I would never be betting Ohtani props 1, 2, 3 like the room is, though. Just lining up and spraying Ohtani props while he pitches, mind you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Most of them are the pitching props, too. He's going to get outs. He's going to get strikeouts. Well, we saw it with Glasnow, so it's going to happen again. We saw it with Yamamoto. We saw it with Snell, so it's going to happen again, right? Maybe. Got to lay $2. If you want to take the Dodgers on the money line. All right, let's figure out our contest plays. We put together, between the three of us, 5 contest plays for the upcoming NFL week. Let's see if we can agree on anything. Man, I don't know that we would have gotten to the Bengals +5.5, even though we like them as a show. But we pick them on Friday morning, so we march on. Sam, throw a game out. Where do you want to go?
Saints +5.
It's on my list.
Counting.
Yep. Yep. New Orleans +5. They gave us 5. That's where some spots are. Those 5s are going away, people, if you plan on betting the Saints. All right. Where do I want to go? What is this? Lions numbers 5.5. Ooh. Okay. Their defense is amazing at home. This quarterback sucks on the road. We just talked about the weather conditions, and the pool's giving us 2.5. I like the Browns minus 2.5 against the Dolphins. Anybody?
I wasn't expecting that, but I can do it.
Sure.
Because of the number, because of the 2.5, it's not the 3 that's available in a lot of spots.
All right. I will go. I mean, lines are a consideration, but about Cardinals? Packers just aren't like they're playing with their food a little bit, regardless of quarterback. Cardinals in this spot at plus 6.5.
It fits what we do.
I was very unimpressed with Green Bay. I thought we were going to get a super strong effort coming out of the bye. Couple of disappointing results. They go in the bye, and you get a layup. You get a layup with a guy that just joined the team as the quarterback, and they just did enough to win that game. You never felt very comfortable if, say, you had Green Bay Survivor and you didn't come close to covering the 15 in that game if you were playing that. So I understand it completely. I don't have them on my list to bet, but I know, Sam, you like it, and I don't mind that play at all. Arizona plus 6.5. Even, does the quarterback matter, Paul?
I'd prefer it to be Jacoby, but I'll play it either way.
Yeah. Okay. AZ, 6.5. All right. Dog, favorite dog. Sam, what you got?
I was going to throw two of them out there. Either Dallas plus 1.5, which, as we just talked about in the last hour, has already moved to a pick 'em. So either Dallas plus 1.5 or Denver minus 7. After hearing the room segment, it made total sense to me. Very clear, of course, because, you know, Denver scores 13 points in the London game, barely beats the Jets. The Giants beat the Eagles convincingly. Broncos stink. Giants good now. I could do either Dallas or Denver for nomination number 2.
I think as you were talking about it, I had this moment of clarity. I was like, yeah, it's the Broncos. The public's on the Giants. You know, Dart hasn't seen a defense like this. It's probably the most difficult environment to play in, go into those elements. Something Dart is not ready for. Yeah, I don't care that they're coming back from London. I think that's the play. The question is, will Paul get on board? Because he hates Bo Nix.
I can get on board because I've famously said it's insane for Bo Nix to be laying more than a touchdown to anyone in this league. We're right on semantics. 7, so I'll get there.
Yes, okay. The semantics play of the week, Denver minus 7.
Okay, we've got one more to go. Two dogs, two favorites. Can we do a third favorite?
No.
I feel like if we do that, like, we're going against everything that we represent in life. We can't have majority favorite.
The record isn't great this year picking dogs, so what the hell?
I know, but if you flip going the other way now, then this is when they're going to get you. It's going to be like all dogs.
So, Sam mentioned the Cowboys, but, like, if you're going by market, you guys are up on Philly, Minnesota, so we'll throw that out. Like, I don't want to bet the Chargers, but, like, that looks like Chargers could be an option. Niners, similar, like, kind of gross, but inside of 3. If we're looking at favorites, I mean, what else? Cowboys maybe is the one that kind of lines up the most based on what we've been talking about. Or Lions. I mean, I'll be playing Lions, but
I'll be playing Lions. I don't want to line up with the room on New England.
Yeah. No.
Okay, what's the dog? What's the available dog?
Cowboys.
We can do Detroit if you want to. I'm not playing them, but I have no issue doing it with the group.
Mm-hmm.
Pinnacle's at 6 on Detroit right now.
Said all week Tampa was going to be in the room. That's my biggest disappointment of the week.
I bet you it is if that's a Sunday game.
Detroit in the room.
Yeah. They'll be in the room on Monday. Tampa.
Detroit or Dallas?
Don't care.
Joe.
Let's go Dallas. CeeDee Lamb's going to play. McLaurin's going to be out. All right, New Orleans plus Thanks, five, Browns. Cleveland.
Yep. You got it.
Cleveland minus 2.5, Cardinals plus 6.5, Broncos minus 7, Cowboys plus 1.5. Those are our contest plays for week number 7. Best of luck to everyone participating this weekend. Sam, anything else that you want to add that we have not talked about ad nauseum this week? I think we hit it all. We hit all the NFL games. We've talked about our college plays a bunch over the last couple of days. Anything else?
I think it's very wild that the market has shoved against Texas Tech from 11.5 down to 7. And the room's like, oh, Texas Tech. Yeah, of course. They've covered every game. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona State won the game outright. It's hard to say, oh, take 7 or 7.5, but you have complete wins on opposite ends moving toward the middle, right? That usually leads to a hurricane, from what I've told. But all the favorite wins from the public on Tech and all the sharps on Arizona State, usually that leads to some chaos. I love Notre Dame. I love Maryland this weekend in college.
Yep. Good stuff. I'm going to be on that Notre Dame over. I'm not too worried about the conditions either. Should be fine. Does anybody have a thought on, Paul, tell us about the steering wheel. Mateer's second game. Laying 5 on the road at South Carolina. Stay away until we see it, right?
Yeah. I mean, Joe, that was...
It was bad.
Like, really bad. And, like, Venables, what? Although, against South Carolina, huh. I don't know. There's a massive siren in my ear. Maybe that's a no.
It's fine.
I guess I'll say no.
Chi-Town, stand up.
Hey, it's
leave
no
it
stand.
On, Paul. Don't turn no the standard. Mic off. Leave it on.
It's fine.
Let
we
freedom.
Like it.
Let freedom ring.
See, I like the background noise. I'm fine with it. Just don't have a dog in the room, or Sam's going to snap.
No, don't throw a ball to the dog in the room. Let's not mix signals here. I don't care that there's a dog in the room. Don't throw a ball to the dog and think that that's going to be the only ball being thrown.
He didn't know what to do. He was live on the air. He couldn't move. Yes.
Oh,
I know. Last night.
He's talking about Murray. He's like, well, he was so mad at Murray. No, like, I didn't think throwing a ball to a barking dog was the greatest idea during our show.
During the broadcast for Thursday Night Football, like, every time he spoke, did you guys think about Herb Street and the dog? And I was thinking about Al Michaels being mad about it for some reason. No. Nobody. They're going to ask you about it this afternoon, Sam. Just so
that
you
was
know.
Your concussion talking, Joe.
Probably.
Yeah.
That
was the train drive. Take a knee, Joe. Take a knee.
We're going to take a knee. Jake, is the NLCS over today?
I think it's way over. I think they kept the relievers, the long relievers, down for a reason. Sasaki only threw 18 pitches. I think they're way good. I think even if Ohtani goes only 5, Sheehan's going to come in at some point and take you the rest of the way. So I think that's over. And I said it yesterday. I think the Blue Jays just win the series. I think the Mariners are absolutely about to pee down their leg with the rest of this. Give me the Blue Jays. I'm going to bet them in every game the rest of the way in the series. And they get dump trucked by the Dodgers in the World Series. Because that's
every
what's
game.
Going to
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't let this series go back to Toronto. Like, how do you do that? Like, you had every chance to end this in Seattle, and they're mentally weak. They're the new Padres. Welcome back, San Diego. You're in Seattle now.
Quick question for the group before the Dodgers roll to a World Series title. Of this 650-1 parlay I'm holding, which leg loses? Dodgers World Series, Bama SEC, Chiefs AFC West, Ludwig Masters.
I think you know the answer.
I think you got a winner.
No, you got it. You're good.
I think you got a winner. By the way, Puka's out for the Rams. They just announced that. Puka will not play against Jacksonville.
All right. Yeah, no surprise there. That's your London game coming up on Sunday morning. I'll be on the air during that BetMGM game day. Sam will be on after me. Catch Paul Saturday right here on the BetMGM Network.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.